More than a century ago, an amazing woman began blazing a trail for women in engineering, even before American women gained the right to vote in 1920. Known as America's First Lady of Engineering, Lillian Evelyn Moeller Gilbreth impacted the nation and the world. She pioneered numerous industrial engineering, management, and psychology principles with her husband, Frank Gilbreth, and had 12 children. After Frank's sudden death in 1924, Lillian not only continued but expanded their work while raising her children as a single parent. Her family life inspired the 1950 movie Cheaper by the Dozen. According to biographer Jane Lancaster, Lillian had a dozen kids, a PhD, and a cutting-edge career. She juggled her responsibilities as a mother and career woman with skill and love, integrating and interweaving her private and public personas both to challenge and to celebrate women's traditional roles.
She spent her life building the field of industrial engineering around the world. What baffled everybody was she was a mother of 12 kids. They said, you know, how the hell can she do it? In the movie, she's kind of that nice little old lady who sits in the corner and cleans everything when Frank does his dumb things or his eccentric things. That was what was portrayed. It wasn't true. And Lillian was just as much out in front nationally as Frank was, even ahead of him.
Lillian was here from 1935 to 1948 as a professor of management in the College of Engineering. She was the first female faculty member in the College of Engineering at the time.
Lillian was the first female member of the Society of Industrial Engineers, the first woman ever appointed to the National Academy of Engineering, and the first woman to receive the Hoover Medal for Distinguished Public Service. Purdue President Edward C. Elliott hired both Lillian Gilbreth and Amelia Earhart to inspire female students, and they shared a dorm room while on campus. Before Earhart's final flight in 1937, she said, "The most rewarding part of my time at the university is my association with Lillian Gilbreth."
Lillian was a government consultant during World War II. She worked with General Electric, improving the efficiency of kitchens and kitchen appliances. She developed items such as refrigerator door shelves and the foot pedal garbage can. She improved surgical operating procedures. Lillian designed equipment and procedures for disabled vets and homemakers.
Lillian advised six U.S. presidents from Hoover to Johnson on topics of civil defense, war production, rehabilitation of the handicapped, problems of aging, and national security. She was the first female psychologist with a U.S. postage stamp named for her. She traveled and spoke till age 90.
I always feel it's homecoming when I'm allowed to come back to the campus where I've spent so many happy years, and now to have this opportunity to tell you a little about some of the things I have seen in the development of industrial engineering around the world.
In 1997, Purdue industrial engineering head Marlon Thomas said, "You cannot get an education in industrial engineering without being exposed to works of Lillian Gilbreth."
So when I think of Lillian Gilbreth, I think of someone who was a real trailblazer, who followed her interests and created a whole new discipline of engineering. She's sometimes called the mother of industrial engineering, and to me that means that she was a part in creating what it means to be an industrial engineer and how to use engineering principles in a very different way than what had been done before. And to have someone like that be associated with Purdue really fills me with a sense of pride in the fact that she was able to do that and be a role model for women. Just shows that there are no limits on what women can do.
Purdue Industrial Engineering is proud of its ties to Lillian Gilbreth. For her many contributions to engineering, management, psychology, and humanity, Purdue Industrial Engineering salutes Lillian Gilbreth.